Welcome to www.dripandscoop.com. Ice cream is a frozen dairy product prepared by suitable blending and processing of cream and other dairy products together with sugar and flavor, with or without stabilizers or color, and with the incorporation of air during the freezing process. According to the rules, ice cream may be defined as a frozen product obtained from the cow or buffalo milk or a combination thereof or from cream and or other milk products, with or without the addition of cane sugar, eggs, fruits, fruit juices, preserved fruits, nuts, chocolate, edible flavors and permitted food colors. It may contain permitted stabilizers and emulsifiers not exceeding 0.5% by weight. The mixture must be suitably heated before freezing. It should contain not less than 10% milk fat, 3.5% protein, and 36% total solids. Different varieties of ice creams are available in the market catering to the varied tastes of the consumers. They are plain, chocolate, fruit, nut, milk ices or milk lollies, fancy molded, novelties and softy ice creams. An average quality of the frozen dessert should have 10% milk fat, 10-11% solids not fat, 13-15% sugar, 0.3-0.5% stabilizer and emulsifier and total solids content in the range of 35-37%. If it has to be a good quality product, it should have 12% milk fat, 11% solids not fat, 15% sugar, 0.30% stabilizer and emulsifier and total solids 39%. Nutritive value of ice cream. The nutrient component of the ice cream depends on the type as well as the ingredients that are used in the manufacture of the product. On an average, the frozen dessert contains 3 times more fat and slightly more protein than it is present in milk. It is a rich source of calcium, phosphorus and other minerals important for bodybuilding. It is also rich in lactose and good quality protein, especially the amino acids tryptophan and lysine, which are generally lacking in other common foods. It is an excellent source of food energy because of rich fat content and sugar, which will help in improving body weight. It is a good source of vitamin A, thiamine, niacin and vitamin E. Fruit ice creams are excellent source of vitamin C. Espresso and cappuccino coffee makers. These are steam-driven machines that produce very strong coffee. Espresso coffee is much richer and more concentrated than filter coffee and is the base for a cappuccino or latte. There are 2 basic types of machines, with pump machines the more expensive. Pressure machines. Similar to a radiator in a car, water is boiled in a chamber and this builds pressure and steam. Eventually enough pressure is built up and forces the boiling water through to the coffee. The steam can be used for frothing. The disadvantage is that the water is too hot to make an authentic espresso and often the bar pressure is not enough to make a really good espresso. Pump machines. More expensive than pressure machines, pump machines have a separate tank and a thermostatically controlled boiler with a thermoblock system that heats up the water to between 85-92 C, the optimum temperature for making coffee. The water is then sent through the coffee holder at the correct bar pressure. Espresso coffee is made by using finely ground coffee. Some machines also use a pod system and many now use the increasingly popular Nespresso method. Nespresso. This is also a pod system that produces espresso coffee. The coffee is blended, roasted, grounded, and then hermetically sealed in capsules which stay fresh for up to 9 months. The advantages of this system are that it's an easy way to make coffee, and most major brands of coffee makers have Nespresso systems. There are no messy filter holders to clean, no spillage of coffee granules, and the coffee tastes great. The downside is that you are tied to the supplier's range of coffees, which are at present only available by mail order. Points to consider when buying an espresso maker. Bar pressure. Good bar pressure is essential for making a good crema. It means that the steam meets the coffee granules at the correct speed. Too slow and it could result in a bitter taste. 15-19 bar is the optimum, though some suppliers claim 9-11 bar is enough if the beans have been ground correctly. Thermoblock. Rather like a shower, The thermoblock is a type of boiler that heats up the water to about 90 C, via a pump. To achieve an excellent flavor, it's important that you don't scald the coffee, unlike tea. Some models have a thermoblock system for frothing the milk, which needs to be at about 120 C. Filter holder. This holds the coffee granules and should be kept warm. Basic models have aluminum ones, but more expensive models have brass holders that retain the heat for longer. Valve. Most machines have a mechanical valve to control the water flow. Top-of-the-range machines have solenoid valves that increase the water pressure at the point of delivery and also shut off as soon as you finish the extraction. Wattage. Like kettles, the higher the wattage, the faster the water is boiled. High wattage machines are good if you are making several espressos. Tips on making a perfect espresso or cappuccino. If you want to imitate the barista of the Italian coffee bars, experts in the art of making an espresso, it is essential you know how to achieve a perfect crema. Crema is the pure coffee extract you find on the top of an espresso. Resembling the head you'd find on a glass of stout, it's full of rich aroma and leaves a lingering flavor. A test of a good crema is to put a little sugar on the top. If it takes time to fall to the bottom, you've succeeded. Types of coffee. Cappuccino, 1/3 espresso, 1/3 hot milk, 1/3 frothy milk latte with added hot milk. Normally ratio is 1/6 espresso hot milk. Macchiato espresso with a little touch of milk con pan espresso with a dash of cream mocha hot chocolate with a dash of espresso americano hot water with a dash of espresso tampering coffee. You'll always spot a barista doing this. After they've filled the filter holder with coffee, they'll gently tap the top of it, leveling off the coffee, before locking the holder into the machine. This is to make sure the water filters through evenly. Too much tampering and the water will take too long. Top machines feature an inbuilt tamper. Milk. For perfect frothing, you can use any type of milk, full cream, semi-skimmed or skimmed is fine, as long as it's fresh. It's the protein that makes the froth, and this diminishes after about 4 days. Always use a stainless steel jug, it conducts heat better, and fill it to just under half full with cold milk. When it's too hot to touch at the base, the froth is ready. Give it a couple of taps to get rid of any bubbles, and then gently spoon the froth onto your espresso for that perfect cappuccino. Coffee has been a flavorful way to experience camaraderie and enjoyment for centuries. The birth of coffee seems distant, but everyone relates to gourmet-flavored coffee today. From grabbing a cup on the way to work to savoring a cup with dessert, it is served throughout the day. While drinking Java alone is pleasurable, often Java is part of socializing. It is served at work, at meetings and at social gatherings. From clutches to specialty bars, sharing a cup is an excuse to gather. In decades gone by, a great cup of coffee meant going to your local diner or stopping by a friend's house after a fresh pot was percolated on the stove. It accompanied long conversations at the counter with the waitress and other patrons. Women gathered in the afternoons after they did their chores to share freshly perked cup and conversation before the children came home from school. Over the past 3 decades, coffee got more sophisticated. As technology evolved, so did its presentation. Posh coffee houses sprouted up across the nation offering gourmet beans and exotic brews. Today many houses are known as coffee bars where patrons sit down to sip and socialize. Often patrons bring home their favorite varieties of gourmet coffee and tea to make at home. The home Java experience has also evolved through the years. Everyone can remember the silver coffee percolator Grandma used to make when we were children. Our parents made it in a simple drip maker. Today there are a variety of machines used at home to create irresistible concoctions, including espresso and cappuccino. A French press is used to make a full-flavored brew from gourmet coffee beans. Use a single-serve maker if you live alone or just want one fresh cup. Coffee drinking was simple when your only options were cream, milk, and sugar. Today there are lots of flavors and types to choose from. Do you want a mocha espresso or hazelnut cappuccino? Would you like yours hot or iced? How about decaf? Much like fine wine, people often choose their brew based on the foods accompanying it. You can even grab a cup on the go. Instant brew is made in minutes with coffee granules and boiling water. Chilled bottled versions are a refreshing pick-me-up on a warm day. No matter how or where you decide to get it, coffee is always a delicious and energizing treat. Coffee has been recognized to be one of the favorite varieties tasted these days. This is the reason of increasing coffee bars across the globe. More people are into coffee drinking as the exotic varieties are being introduced day by day. It is also used in several desserts and varied dishes are being prepared with the best coffee. Preparing coffee with the roasted coffee seeds were once considered to be a difficult, tasty and rare form. Presently, things are made pretty easier with the roasting machine which could be purchased for home use also. You might be thinking of the place where you get those exotic varieties. The specialty of the coffee is that these are fruity and light-bodied too. The outstanding character about gourmet coffee is that these are not machine-harvested. Instead, they are hand-picked to give the greatest quality. There are different types of coffee as they differ with their origin and the type. Each of them has their own specifications and they could be separated with the aroma and the qualities. There are several lab tests which are done to recognize the quality and quantity of these. Different factors determine whether the coffee is good or bad to buy and get roasted. The testing method of cut and dry will not result in giving the best answers always. This is because of the variety in which the entire coffee plantation stands upon. At particular steps, you can determine the effectiveness of each. They include the significance of the age of the coffee bean, the procedure adopted at home and at the roastery, and finally the need to determine about the happenings inside the cup. The number of coffee recipes is being increasing enormously with the hike in coffee lovers. The need for variety has been stated indirectly by the people with the opening of the increased coffee bars. Espresso is one of the most preferred variants of coffee and is now popular across the globe. For this, hot water is forced all across high pressure which comes out to the finely ground coffee whereby a dark, tasty and thicker coffee is made. American coffee, also known as Caffè Americano, is yet another version of espresso which has more water when compared to espresso. Latte is the Italian word for milk and it is made by blending one-third of espresso with two-thirds of steamed milk. Both these are poured into the glass at the same time. The foam floating on the top simply adds to the taste of the drink. Please visit our site to www.dripandscoop.com for more information on Ice Cream Ocean City, New Jersey.